All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand, remove cover, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 5 is a motion to approve, affirm signing of lease agreements. Daniel, I'll turn it over to you for a brief staff report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. There are two separate actions that we would like. Essentially, three contracts have already been signed, and so it is affirming the signing of those contracts, and they are sponsorship as well as lease agreements with various clients. And then there's also three new contracts that had not been signed, and so I'm asking for the council to approve the signing of those three new contracts. These are regular sponsorship and lease agreements that have been reviewed by rallying events, typical as in other items.
Is there a motion on item 5 to affirm the signing of lease agreements and sponsorships? Got a first by Mike.
Second
by Ron. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, no. That motion carries unanimously. Item 6, as Mr. Ainsley stated, these are actually to be signed yet. We're looking for a motion to approve if desired. Got a first by Rhea to approve the signing.
Second.
Second by Becca. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, no. That motion, too, carries unanimously. Item 7 is informational reports. Hotel bid board from the June meeting are included in the packet. Item 8 is announcements and praise. I had a couple here. Every Saturday, there's going to be a farmer's market going here on 7/26. It's Meade County Egg Fest, and that's out at Meade County Fair out there by the high school. This Music on Main at 6 p.m., there'll be the Clydesdales will be in town, and there'll be a parade around downtown and there for some photo ops and another great night of Music on Main. And lastly, on the 21st, Northern Hills Band Festival, that is moving from the city park over to Rally Point, and that's on the 21st. Hopefully no rain. Anything else?
I'd like to add a successful rumble at the Rally Point, the wrestling on Friday night, and it was a very good turnout, I thought. It was unique and unlike any other wrestling matchup that I've seen before, and turned out to be a really good duel, and it final score was 45-45, so cool. We had some good matchups.
Thanks, Jason.
I'd like to add that Jason was part of making the stage, and it didn't collapse, so praise
him. All right. Go ahead, Dave.
I'd like to add one more thing. To do with that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. Any other announcements and praise from council? Item 9 is city manager's report, so I'll turn it back over to you, Daniel.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. The first item is the sales tax update. The numbers I have for you are for the monthly sales that occurred in May and through the month of May. So in 2% month over month, we were up 3.3%. Year over year in our general 2%, we are up 5.8%, so things are going quite well. In our triple B month over month, we are down 1%, which, of course, is not great, but at the same point, it's far better than what we have been trending. And so it looks like with winter ending, things did start to improve. Year over year in triple B, in fact, we're now just down 1% over where we were last year. So that does continue to improve. Any questions on sales tax? If there are not, I'll run over our expenditures update quickly. If you have any questions on any of these numbers, please let me know. I'll try to go through them quickly as there's a large number of people here. This is for expenses through the month of June, so 50% of the year completed. Mayor and council, we're at 42%, attorney at 47%, finance office at 53%. The reason why that is higher is our professional fees have been paid, and that essentially is for the audit. Human resources is at 49%, city manager at 40%, IT is at 60%, insurance is at 99.6%. It is likely we're going to need a supplemental appropriation for that. Buildings is at 46 or 45%. Planning and permitting is at 49%. Sponsorship at 58%. The reason why that is higher than 50% is many of our bills for sponsorship are paid earlier in the year, especially for the land leases. Rally is at 38%. Police department at 41%. Dispatch at 38%. Fire is at 37%. Streets is at 42%. Street lighting is at 47%. Airport is at 65%. The reason why that is higher is we did purchase a significant amount of fuel early in the year. If we end up going through that fuel quickly, there is a chance we're going to need a supplemental appropriation so that we can purchase more fuel at the airport. Cemetery is at 41%, community center at 45%, recreation at 47%, parks at 38%, library is at 50%, auditorium is at 47%. Leaving a total for the general fund is at 47%. Triple B is at 50% even. Water is at 43%. Wastewater is at 70%. The reason why that is higher is the capital improvements that we're making on the interceptor line, as well as the engineering fees for the wastewater treatment plant. And sanitation is at 41%. Are there any questions on our budget update? Lastly, we do have some payroll changes in our community center. We do have several temporary hires, mostly custodians. What's important to note for the community center, those temporary custodians not only clean the community center, they also clean other city properties like the auditorium and Samson's Corners and things like that. And so when you see that, that's not truly just for the community center. In the ambulance, I do want to point out, in addition to adding some additional staff members on part-time, we do have a full-time medical biller that is starting. She is a fully certified EMT, I think. It might be a paramedic. And so she's very familiar with all the language. She actually has been doing billing part-time, but now that will be her full-time responsibility is doing billing, which hopefully will help streamline some of that process. We do have a change in classification for one of our operators, and also a note that our Sean Fisher from our ambulance department was also on our fire department during the 4th of July period. So there's a note for that. Previously, that position was a to be determined as we tried to find a volunteer to fill that those time slots. In rally and events, as typical, we have several different people that will be completing various tasks for us, whether it's parking lot attendants or photo towers or whatever they happen to be. In addition, I just want to make a note that we do have one new police officer who is starting as well, Tanner Weaver, in our police department, and his starting wage is $19.73 an hour. Are there any questions?
How does staff feel? Are we pretty much there where we need to be, or we still have a ways to go, or...
Where?
As far as being equipped for the full summer here, and specifically the rally,
we do have several positions that are still open. Honestly, our most pressing needs are in our ambulance service. We do have a lot of time slots that we still need to be filled, especially depending on where we provide service to, and also in our police department. What has happened over the years in police, definitely more and more departments are ramping up. And so as more departments and sheriff's offices start ramping up in hiring, they suck up some of the individuals that used to work for us. So we're not alone anymore in ramping up for the rally. And so we do have some open positions. And we do have some other positions as well available. So if anyone is interested in working during the rally, please contact Lisa. She'd be happy to process your application.
Any other discussion? Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Item 10 is consider consent calendar. We just have A through C tonight. We have our previous meeting minutes, and then we have setting two public hearings. Does council wish to remove any of those items and discuss them individually? How about anybody in the public? Do we need to remove A, B, or C and discuss those items from the consent calendar individually? First by Mike and a second by Ron. We do have minutes. I'm going to gamble a little bit. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Faye, please note unanimous on that as a roll call. Item 11 is claims. Any questions from council that haven't already been addressed or answered? Rhea's reaching for a microphone.
A couple questions regarding the ambulance submissions for credit card. There was no detail.
We'll check into that. We just didn't have the receipts for those, and so trying to make sure we pay the credit card bill in time, that's why it's on that. But when that happens, we do follow up to make sure that they actually do provide the receipts.
I had a question. I think you answered this last year. It was the same question, just the change banks. Those are just petty cash change for those locations so that they have enough change to go into their alley. So, okay.
Correct.
Okay.
I'll take that one. I'll lean over. All right, so we've got Camaro Rally Banquet, 6,100, and I'm on page 6 right now, and Camaro Rally Mixer, 1,900, and Camaro Rally Tees, 2,600. I would imagine that we get registration fees,
yes.
And that takes care of that.
Yes.
All right, that's what I thought, but I just want to make sure the public understood that. Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Absolutely. When people register for the Camaro Rally, there's kind of an a la carte menu where people can select either T-shirts or what events do they want to participate, or the banquet or other things like that. Each thing has a specific cost, and that cost more than covers the actual expense for the city.
Any other questions on the claims?
I had a question on the Camaro Rally as well, but it had nothing to do with the nuts and bolts. Is the Camaro Rally profitable for the city of Sturgis?
Last year, the Camaro Rally did make several thousand dollars that was placed into the downtown fund. A portion of that was actually used for the sculpture that was unveiled during Music on Main last month. And we have not completed all of the expenses and income yet from this year, but I'm sure it's profitable.
There's quite a few refunds. Well, not quite a few, but 10 or so, I look like.
$20 refund.
We'll be able to provide a full accounting, but honestly, between flooding and rally prep and things like that, it may not be this week, but we will get that.
Just so that there's no discussion amongst the citizens later, perhaps you would like to comment on your budget. There's quite a few expenses under the city manager that
sure.
I'm sure will bring public opinion.
The ones you have highlighted here is for tea, lemonade, and jars, and that was a cost-saving measure for when meetings are done at City Hall. In the past, we've purchased bottled water as well as sodas, different things like that. So instead, it was Tammy's idea, actually, to save the taxpayers some money and provide some jars so that we can mix tea and lemonade to be able to provide to people versus actually buying water or soda, those different things like that. Hotel bid meeting, that is an item that they probably meet quarterly, and it's during the lunchtime period. That's usually when the hotel owners are able to get together, and so lunch is provided for that, as well as for the Alliance of Churches. Usually we host that about once a year or once every 18 months. When we do that, we have hosted a meal for that organization. I think about a third of all the revenue that they collect actually gets repaid back to the city in paying people's utility deposits, and also it means fewer people having to meet with our finance office and as their utilities are being turned off. And so the city does work quite extensively with the Alliance of Churches to help them raise funds to help those in our community that are a little less fortunate. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion on the claims?
Yes, I had a question, please. On page 21, under capital improvement, there was a charge for $3,878.74 under 9th Street Bridge to cable communication services.
Did that answer your question, Becca?
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Any other discussion on the claims? Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve the claims.
First by Ron.
Second.
Second by Steve. Any last discussion from council? Mike, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Terry.
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes.
Becca.
Yes.
Rhea.
Yes.
Ron.
Yes.
And Jason.
Yes.
Bills are paid.